So when did tacos become popular gourmet fare? The simple dish, a corn or wheat tortilla folded or rolled around a savory filling, has been a staple of fast food restaurants and school lunchrooms for decades. But lately, the taco has moved up into a more refined category, with far more exotic fillings than the ground beef and grated cheese of its less sophisticated past. I'm Charles Ferruza, and on today's Central Standard, we'll unwrap the secrets of America's favorite rolled-up dish, from Taco Bell to Taco Republic. Join me and the food critics as we tackle the taco in all of its incarnations in the Kansas City metro, and join our conversation to let us know where you go for the most satisfying taco. But first, the news. Remember your very first taco? I of course don't, although I suspect it was at a grade school cafeteria. Now, as a teenager, I discovered Taco Bell and fell in love with those crunchy corn shells with gloppy ground beef and tasteless grated cheese. That was my idea of a taco once upon a time. But today we live in a more sophisticated culinary climate, and those simple Taco Bell style tacos are so 1960s. Today on the second half of Central Standard, we'll get into a taco state of mind and find out where you go to find the best tacos in Kansas City. I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch and The Pitch's food blog, which is at Fast Pitch. You can find it at pitch.com. And I'm joined by three food critics, our usual panel of really fine people. Let's start with Chris Basica. And Chris, as we go around from Chris, Emily, and Gloria, tell us where you think you had your first taco.
My name's Chris Basica, and I write for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City and some other places. And I have a blog, cafechris.com. And my first tacos, Charles, I think I'm going, because I'm so old, I think I have to agree with you, probably at school. When I was a little girl, Mexican food was not pretty much on our radar.
Right.
Well, I'm Emily Ferris from Feed Me Creative, and I'm a freelance cocktail and food columnist, and I definitely remember my first taco.
Which was where?
My mom made them.
Really?
And she got those hard taco shells from the grocery store, and she did ground beef with the taco seasoning packet, whatever that brand is that, you know, hangs in the taco aisle,
right.
And shredded iceberg lettuce, and, the New York's, the Get the Rope salsa. Whatever that brand is, the Get the Rope commercials.
New York City.
Is that Pace?
Yes. Those were my first tacos for many, many years.
I made those tacos myself.
And Gloria Gale?
Yeah, I'm Gloria, and I write for 435 South. Well, it's not South anymore. And I'm going to echo what Emily said in the backyard. Well, my mother said, go out when you eat it, because it falls everywhere.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure what was in it, because my mother wasn't a very good cook. But that was my first experience.
My mother was a hideous cook, but one thing she could make was a taco. That's about all she could make.
Mm-hmm.
She was very good at heating up cans of Chef Boyardee spaghetti.
You're right.
Yes.
Truly authentic.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to be talking about tacos in the second half of the show. But in the first half, we're going to do what we always do in the first half of Central Standard when the subject is food. We're going to be talking about new restaurants that are new and interesting or fabulous restaurants that our panel has been to, and you are more than welcome to join the conversation for that at 816-235-5288. 816-235-2888. Forgive me. I'm looking at something that I shouldn't be looking at over there. And you can also send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
All right. What new places, Christine, have you been to?
Well, the newest place I've been is the Paradise Diner out at Prairie Fire, 135th between Lamar and Nall, and went for lunch. And we had I was very, very pleased with what we had there. I've heard some things that were not so favorable, but we...
Now, what restaurant are we talking about again?
Prairie Fire. I'm sorry, we're talking about Paradise Diner.
Okay, which was the original PB&J concept.
Exactly.
And they've revived it for Prairie Fire?
They have, and what's cool about it, I think, is that they share a kitchen with Newport Grill. And that's very efficient and very effective, but more importantly, from my standpoint, you can actually order off either menu... No matter which restaurant you're sitting in.
Now,
and I think that's cool.
Let me piggyback on this because I'm interested. I ate at Newport Grill this
uh-huh.
week, and they didn't give us a Paradise Diner menu.
No, they won't give you the menu necessarily, but you
just
can
have to
do it.
Know what to order.
Yeah, or you can say, "May I see the other the other menu?" And they will do it.
Okay.
And what's interesting to me about that at our lunch, one of the women with me had the Scottish salmon. Which was on house-made ricotta with pea ravioli, and it was,
And that is a dish that's on the Newport Grill
menu. That's on the Newport Grill menu, and it was wonderful. You know, and those of us who had, I had a flatbread that was very good. Their vegetable plate is terrific. I mean, it's a thing of beauty and would fill you up entirely. Crab cakes, their hamburgers are big. I really liked it, and I was really glad to see a little seafood competition out south.
Good.
You know, so I thought that was terrific. We also went to, and this is sort of new, but not terribly new, Q39, and I know we've talked about it before. The food remains really, really good, and someday when we have a service show, I'm going to bring it up.
You were unhappy with the service.
I was not at all happy with the service. And it was 2:00 on a Sunday afternoon. And the place was busy, but not over full. I couldn't figure it out. But anyway.
2:00 on a Sunday afternoon, your server was probably hungover.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Or on his way to being hungover.
She was very charming, but she left us alone for really long periods of time. Another place I went that is not at all new was Remedy Food and Drink at 500 West 75th at Warnell and 75th Street.
They no longer have a chef now, you know.
Know what? That kind of seemed true. Mm. I always, always, always loved their eggplant fries.
Yeah.
They were mushy. They weren't crispy at all. There wasn't enough honey. It was like,
They've changed a few times because I went in when Kelly Daniels was the chef in there, and they were thicker, and I don't really like eggplant, but I loved them because they were like shoestring eggplant fries, and the batter on those was like 2-1, the ratio, like more batter than eggplant, which made them
still
good.
They still have that cauliflower steak?
No, they do not have the cauliflower steak anymore. And I want to say that I have been to Remedy in the last, 3 weeks or so, and I thought the eggplant fries were great. It was an off night or something.
Maybe, because they were thick and they were mushy and there was too much batter.
Well, I mentioned them and they changed them back, so perhaps this will encourage them to change. Never change the eggplant fries, Remedy. If anyone from Remedy is listening, just leave them as they've been and never change them.
Yeah, well, don't have them as they were last week, I'll tell you that. final new place that I've been to that is sort of new, but an old concept, and I think they're doing quite well with it. Grand Street at 8815 Renner Road.
Could you find it?
I could. It's kind of got a backwards entrance there. It's really tricky to get
into. It's a little hard to find.
It's a little
so
hard
it's
to
the
find.
The location on the plaza, if you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, exactly
that's true.
Right. Exactly
true.
Right. But we were there for happy hour, and they have a very good happy hour from 3 until 6. And most importantly for me, they still have their white cheddar fondue with pretzels and apples.
That is delicious.
I'm easily satisfied, I guess. But the place was pretty busy. I was glad to see that. And I think they're doing well in an out-of-the-way location. So
we should say that it is not a traditional location. It's in an office building.
Right.
That's right.
And in that same office building in either September or October, the bakery in Parkville called the French Bee. They're opening a satellite in that same building.
Oh, cool.
So,
well, that is great. So maybe that...
More signage now.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you can easily get lost.
Yep. So those are my new and not so new places.
All right. And Emily?
That's okay. My places aren't all that new, but we did go to Chosun, which is a Korean barbecue restaurant at 12611 Metcalf Avenue in Overland Park. And it's kind of hard to find because over there, like, Metcalf turns into Old Metcalf. If you're anything like me, just use your GPS to get there. They are under new ownership, which I didn't realize until we walked in. The entryway has been renovated and it's been painted.
I used to like Chosun. Is it better now?
The meat is much better. They said on their menu, and a couple of people came over and told us they have upgraded because they are Korean barbecue, which is separate from like a Korean place like Soban, right, which does really authentic Korean food. The meat is USDA prime now, and it's somewhat reflected in the prices, of course, as I believe it should be. And barbecue is their thing. If you want Korean barbecue, this is the place to go for Korean barbecue.
How would you describe to somebody who's listening who has never had Korean barbecue? What is the difference between that and Arthur Bryant's?
So, well, at Korean barbecue, they cook it on your table. So there's a fire pit in the middle of your table. If you say you're there for barbecue, they take off the cover and start up the fire on your table. So it's, you get that experience. But also, it's meats that are soaked or marinated in fruit juices. So one of my favorite things is galbi, and it's a thin-cut pork something, some pork part soaked in, I think, like Asian pear juice or some other fruit juices. So it's very sweet, and it cooks on your table straight on the fire. It's direct heat, it's flame, and it caramelizes. So you get these thin cuts of sweet meat that are caramelized. So if you want Korean barbecue, Chosun is absolutely the place to go.
What is the address of Chosun?
It is 12611 Metcalf Avenue. I do feel like, however, the other dishes were kind of Americanized a little, which I don't love. I saw a lot more kale added to it, and kale I never think of as a Korean dish, the Korean ingredient, but it's trendier now. I just felt like they were a little Americanized, the side dishes. But if you want barbecue, go to Chosun. If you want really authentic Korean food, go to Soban.
Do they serve, Emily, and you're quite an expert on Korean food because your husband, Kyle, lived in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Do they serve the little
Yes. So this, I don't know what it's called in Korean.
Like, I call them condiment dishes.
I call them the chips and salsa of Korean food. So when you go to any Korean restaurant, you put in your order, and then they bring out little almost like shallow ramekins with different pickled ingredients.
Different kinds of kimchi.
Noodles, kimchi, pickled, whatever. So they do. There was a kale, which threw me off in the beginning. Then I went to the Rieger, which is at 20th and Main for happy hour. So a few months ago, the Rieger stopped serving lunch, which made me kind of sad until I found out they were starting their happy hour at 3 o'clock every day. So the Rieger does – and the Rieger is at 1924 Main, and that restaurant – there used to be called that, but it's at 20th and Main, 1924 Main. And their happy hour is fantastic, and right now they have a lobster roll on the menu. So it is the season for lobster rolls. So go for happy hour and get two little lobster rolls. They also have their tiny little pork tenderloins. And we had lamb ribs with the most amazing baked beans I've ever had.
Really? They what made them so amazing?
Lamb bacon.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. And then we also, I won't talk too much about it because it's not new either, but Voltaire at 1617 Genesee Street in the West Bottoms. And my husband described Voltaire as Disneyland for adults because you can just eat from all different kinds. Their cuisine, it's hard to nail down their style of cuisine. They don't, some is Asian inspired, some is very American, and we had lots of really delicious dishes from different culinary inspirations, but everything was so good. And there was a steak with onion jam on it. And the fries rival any of the fries I've had in Kansas City lately.
It's good. I bet they're good fries.
Yeah. Mary would be happy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm almost hesitant to even bring this up, but is Voltaire doing brunch now, Sunday brunch?
I do not know, but I will look into that on the interwebs
right
now.
All right. And then in the meantime, we will go to Gloria Gale.
Well, I went out to Pinstripes, which is at 13500 Knoll. It's basically on the corner, right across the street from Paradise Diner in Prairie Fire. And it's a gazillion. It's huge. It's a bowling, bochi, and bistro is how they label it. And I got to tell you, you can do everything there. You can take the kids. You can do.
Well, that certainly makes me want to go. Yeah.
I know, but they have beautiful lanes, and the food
is good.
Is great. Yeah. I was just, like, blown away. They're jumbo lump crab cake for $15 is really, really delicious. And it's a starter, but it is wonderful. And everything I had, including the pine nut crested halibut, was out of this world. So I don't know. It's for a bowling out. It's not a bowling alley. It's a bowling
experience.
That's it. So gigantic. It's just
the bars and the restaurants are kind of separated, and yeah. they are pretty.
They're pretty, and you can eat outside if you want to, if the weather's nice. And I thought it was pretty doggone good. I was kind of reluctant to go, but there you go.
Before you move on, I want to just say Charles Voltaire is not serving brunch yet.
Okay.
But we would all love them too, I think.
Yeah, I thought I heard some news that they were going to. I hope
they might be. According to their website, they open at 4 on Saturdays. Okay. So that's not really brunch time.
I also went to, this is funny. I stopped into Whole Foods the other day. I don't know why, but just to look around because I think it's an event to go there because I hate to go grocery shopping. But anyway, they were serving fresh made sandwiches, which is wonderful. And you can get some sort of Korean something. I don't know what it was, but it was in a lettuce wrap and it was doggone good. I said, okay, for $3, I'll pop for it. So it was good. And I also went to the new Stroud's, which is between Antioch and Metcalf on 135th, want to look that up.
And this is in the former Mimi's Cafe space?
It's in the former Mimi's, which doesn't translate because I'm from old school Troost, that right. location.
Well, I always thought Mimi's was a little precious inside. You know?
Yes, exactly.
And it still is, I guess?
No, they took off most of the goop. But it's the same old Stroud's, I got to say.
Good, so this is good chicken?
Good chicken.
8301 West 135th Street?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I think Casey Hops has taken over those restaurants, except for
North of the River.
North of the River, right.
Yes. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. This is the food version of Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza here with Chris Pasica, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale. We are taking your phone calls, and we already have on the line Joe. Joe, are you with us?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
Good. What do you want to tell us, Joe?
I want to tell you about the White Horse Pub up in the Northland at 102nd and Northup.
I've been there. It's sort of a British pub. If I remember, there's like a Buckingham Palace guard mannequin right in front, right?
You are correct, sir.
Okay. I thought the food was okay.
Yeah, I thought it's okay, too. I mean, I've been there many times now, and the beer selection is quite good. And the food's pretty good. I mean, I've had a hit-and-miss experience with the fish and chips. It's been really good, or it's been not so hot, but they have a great menu, great burgers. The Guinness mustard I eat with just a spoon.
Wow. Do you know the address of that place? It's in a shopping center. That I remember.
Right. It's like 10211 North Oak or something like that.
Okay. And it is, as close to a British pub as one gets in North Kansas City. So, yeah, it was okay. I mean, I'd go back.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Joe. And let's go to Sarah. Sarah from Kansas City, Missouri. Sarah, do you work at Voltaire? Is that the story here? Sarah?
Yes.
Do you work at Voltaire?
I do, yes.
Okay. So you are the definitive person to ask if brunch indeed is coming.
Yes, brunch is coming on August 9th.
Yay!
So not this weekend, but next weekend, yes.
And Sarah, tell me what kind of things are going to be on the brunch menu.
Well, I know that it's still a little bit up in the air and they're working on it, but I'm told we're going to have waffles. We are going to have maybe even a ramen dish. We're going to have... from what I understand, everything's going to come with an egg on it, so I think it's going to be really good. We're going to have a special brunch cocktail menu, Bloody Marys and Bellinis and all that good stuff.
And do you know what the hours of the brunch are going to be when it starts on August 8th?
I believe it's going to open at 11, and it's going to stay open until 4, I believe, right now.
Great. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for calling because now we have the definitive answer. Voltaire will have brunch as of next weekend.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I should say that Newport Grill is doing a buffet brunch.
Yes. And
does that start next week too? Or
I think
I know it's...
You know, Paradise Diner does have brunch already, and I thought Newport's had already started, but
well,
maybe
well, someone
not.
From the Newport maybe Grill is going to need to too. Call us at 816-235-2888. It's interesting. The chef told me that they are going to do a buffet brunch, and those have sort of fallen out of favor, but it looks like they might be coming back.
It all depends on how good that buffet is, I guess.
Let's go to Brooke. Brooke in Kansas City, Missouri. Brooke, what do you want to tell us about?
I wanted to talk about a restaurant I ate at recently in the West Bottoms called, I think it's Genesee Royale Bistro.
Yes.
They have an awesome brunch, and I've heard that they have a really kickin' happy hour on Fridays.
Yeah.
They had something I'd never even heard of before when I went for brunch. It's called a Bengali. It's a bagel that's somehow prepared differently than traditional bagels. It was stuffed with Havarti, topped with an easy egg, arugula, and some sriracha. It was really good.
It sounds really good.
It does sound good.
Yeah. All right.
It was really good. And they also have an awesome Bloody Mary. Definitely recommend checking it out, especially if you're down there for like First Fridays, all those traveling flea markets. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Hey, thank you, Brooke. That's very good information. Thank you. You know who else is doing brunch now? And I didn't know. Anton's at 1610 Main Street is doing a Sunday brunch.
Wow.
And they, I guess they have... Maybe the definitive Bloody Mary bar. I think
Better than La Fonda?
Mm-hmm. Port Fonda one, and the Record Bar does one, and both are very good.
They're probably all equally fabulous. I don't know.
As long as they have lots of hot sauce and cocktail onions. And
I think they have beef jerky at Anton's. Ooh. If one cared to put beef jerky in there.
I would.
Okay.
Let's
go to
breakfast.
Yeah. Let's go to David. David in Kansas City, Missouri. Where have you been?
I think you guys might have answered a couple of questions. I'm looking for brunches on Sundays after 1 o'clock because I get out of church late.
Right. And do you want a buffet brunch or do you want an off-the-menu brunch?
I want a buffet brunch.
Okay.
What part of town?
Well, what part of town would you like this brunch to be in?
I would go pretty much anywhere. If it's good, I'll go.
All right.
I don't know a lot of buffet brunches. Doesn't Avenue's Bistro do one?
Is that
on the holidays?
No, I think that's just, I mean, they have a table, but actually one orders off the menu there.
Well, Lydia's actually has, it's kind of buffet. There are some things that
it's
you get
buffet-ish.
Before. Buffet-ish. And that's always really, really good.
It is good, but we should clarify that that is an order off the menu brunch, and if you order off the menu, you have a chance to go to a table that has lots of salads and
desserts. So those are both buffet style. I cannot remember the name of the place that's on Kansas Avenue that has fabulous chicken. We have talked about it. I have been there.
El Pollo Rey?
No.
I was going to say that.
This is, and it's in a strip mall.
Oh, are you talking about Delhi?
Yes.
It's not there anymore.
Oh.
It's closed.
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh.
Now, you know who has a pretty well laid out Sunday brunch? With lots of stuff to choose from is, of course, at the Ameristar Casino.
Yeah, and Hollywood Casino.
Yeah.
I think both. They always have.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the buffets at all of the casinos are very good.
Uh-huh.
But Ameristar is, you know, if one needs to go to a casino buffet, maybe the best.
Yeah.
Well, it's one favorite.
Ameristar.
What happened to Benton?
Oh, Benton's in the Westin, former Westin Hotel. I guess it's still the Westin, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Benton's went away when the ownership of that hotel changed.
Ah.
So it's owned by, at least it's managed by Sheraton now. So, I loved Benton's. What can I say?
All of the hotel restaurants in downtown kind of went away, and a new generation of fancier hotel restaurants came in.
Or not. In the case of the Westin, a not very fancy place. But yes, we could always open the switchboard. I don't want to turn this into a brunch show because we're going to be talking about tacos. But if people do have favorite brunch places, we're always
And we have done a brunch show. So if you go to kcur.org and look in the archives, there are a lot of brunch suggestions.
We have done a lot of brunch shows. So yes, thank you so much. All right. We are... what can I say? Brunch.
A lot of food.
A lot of food.
Have you eaten anywhere new, Charles?
Yes. I finally made it to Coco Bolos. That's my review.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I mean, I didn't realize that it truly is a Michael Smith restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more, and I'm glad it wasn't, a little bit more like the Coco Bolas that was briefly in Leawood in 2006.
Right.
This is a very, very different Coco Bolas. And I liked, we're going to be talking about tacos in the second half of the show. I thought the tacos there were great.
I think the tacos are good there.
And, you know, they are not the hard shell tacos. No. They're soft shell tacos.
Does anybody,
But they have a dessert that I'm crazy mad for at Coco Bolas, the new one in Overland Park at 135th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Null, would that be correct? It's Michael Smith's version of a coconut cream pie, and it's a glass jar with ginger snap crumbs, coconut pudding, I guess it would be, and lots of whipped cream.
Mm.
You know, if you have a really spicy, spicy meal, and they do have spicy meals there, it's the perfect finale. Oh, soothing. You can't believe it. And where else have I been? Oh, I discovered a new place. It's not new. It's 5 years old. I went to Slaps Barbecue in Kansas City, Kansas, and Slaps Barbecue has a problem. It's too popular.
Oh.
They sell out of food by about 12:30.
Oh.
So I walked in one day, and they announced that they had sold every last tidbit of food.
Wow.
So I was driving around KCK, and I found this place on 6th Street called The Big Grill and More.
Yeah.
And they have their own barbecue. And I want to tell you, the ribs were delicious.
Huh, okay.
And they also serve breakfast, and they close early for dinner, but they do have dinner specials. And you know how I am about a dinner special. If it has a dinner roll, I'm there. So that's The Big Grill and More.
Do you know where it was?
That's at 501 North 6th Street.
Yeah, it's a couple blocks away from the 7th Street Casino, if that's your landmark. There used to be another diner in there, but that's not even worth mentioning, so... I want to say that we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be looking for the best tacos in and around Kansas City. Share where you go for yours during the break at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. That's coming up when Central Standard returns in just a moment. I love that song. I want it to be my theme song now.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Crunchy taco song. I'll have to ask our production staff who actually is singing that so we can give them credit. Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruzza. I'm joined by my other food critics, Emily Ferris, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale. Today we're discussing tacos in and around Kansas City. What is your favorite place for tacos? Join the conversation by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or tweet us at
KCURCST.
Very good. All right. You know, we had talked earlier in the show about where we had our first taco that we can remember. And generally, those first tacos were always, I think we can agree, those crunchy corn shells with, you know, ground beef. Sometimes my mother would put peas in the ground beef to give it an extra Midwestern note. Yeah,
canned peas.
Well, of course. Do you think
what other kind of peas were
there? Yeah, at Ferruzza Manor, my mother didn't know about vegetables until she opened a can. So, where do you go for modern groovy tacos, Chris?
Oh, groovy tacos. I do very much like the contemporary tacos at Frida's Contemporary Cuisine, Mexican Cuisine, which is at 7200 West 21st.
Although
121st, excuse me. Although I always get the same thing there and it's not tacos. But my husband often gets tacos and shares.
I have to say, their pork tacos, this comes up, I say their pork tacos have magic sauce in them.
They do.
Those
really
pork
good.
Tacos are so good, and I eat them until I can't walk.
All right. And that's Frida's at 121st
and Metcalf, 7200.
Now, you agree with me that that the tacos, and it's not a huge selection, but it's a good selection. At the new Coco Bolos are great.
They are, and I like their sauces. I think those are very, very, very good, and not terribly messy. And I think they're good.
Okay.
And they're soft, and they're yummy. The place that I was reminded of when we were talking about this topic was Teocalli at 2512 Holmes for fish tacos.
They're good.
That's kind of my very favorite place for fish tacos anyway. And I'm sure some others will come up. I actually like Taco Republic's tacos. And they have a big selection, and they're not very expensive.
Not very expensive. I think they're very expensive.
Oh, they're $2.50 and $3 a piece.
Well, I prefer to get a more real taco at El Camino Real on 7th Street in KCK.
Gotcha. Okay.
But Taco Republic's
but you,
good.
But I you mean, said you said snazzy tacos.
Well, they're snazzy. So. No question about that. I agree with that. Emily, where do you go for tacos?
I go to – I have a few – Port Fonda, of course, does really good tacos, mm-hmm. and they're
and that's in Westport.
So good. 4141 Pennsylvania in Westport. My secret kind of unassuming place is a place called Wrap It Up, and it's downtown Kansas City, Missouri, at 11th and Main. It's I don't know if it's called Town Pavilion or City Center Square, wherever that Starbucks is, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. walk in and you go down an escalator into this really dark, weird. Oh, not appealing at all food court.
That's City Center Square.
There's a place called Wrap It Up, and they do tacos al pastor a few days a week, and they are so good. When I used to work downtown, every time they had those tacos al pastor, I would get them, and they are – it's just this crazy, unassuming, delicious taco.
All right.
Yes. So Wrap It Up at 1100 Main – so 1100 Main Street in City Center Square, Tacos al Pastor.
Okay, Gloria.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Okay.
We've got a full switchboard.
Okay, Mestizo for Snazzy. Okay. And that's in Park Place. They do all kinds of braised
that's
tongue
at,
and skirt steak.
That's 119th.
Yeah, and the other one is Unforked, which is 7337 West, 119th. They have a load of them that are range from citrus crunch chicken to
delicious.
A crispy avocado. It is, and they're cheap. Yeah.
Their tacos are really, really good.
And they're really good.
And they're modestly priced enough where you can, if you're a person
oh,
like
and
me
ranchito, too. It's good.
10 of them. Let's go to Kim. Kim in Kansas City. What do you want to tell us, Kim?
Hi there. I grew up in Kansas City, but I've lived in Texas for the last 30-some-odd years. And my one concern in Kansas City is that the shells, whether it's soft or hard, are usually not very good. They're not homemade. And in Texas, we have a lot of places that make their own soft corn, flour, whatever. And they're really, really tasty, and they're, you know, it doesn't matter what you put inside. If the outside's not good, then it doesn't really matter how good, you know. So is there any place in Kansas City that makes their own tacos?
Yeah, well, I can think of one that comes to mind right now. It's on, I believe, Kansas Avenue mm-hmm. in Kansas City, Kansas. And
Are you thinking San Antonio?
Because that's
what I was
going
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go there just for tortillas. I can't believe I forgot to mention them. They do
now, what
amazing
is it,
tacos.
What is it called?
The San Antonio Market. It's on.
Okay.
Is it on Kansas Avenue, Emily?
Kansas City, Kansas. It's right off of 7th Street. That's Kansas Avenue. Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to tell you, it's a supermarket with a wonderful, wonderful meat counter, and they do make their own tortillas. You can watch them making them, and I always take some home.
Yeah, they're great. Which also reminds me, just up the street, closer to 7th Street, Bickelmeyer Butcher does tacos on Saturdays as well.
Oh, good. That's mm-hmm. great.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. And let's go directly to Jeff. Jeff in Prairie Village.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jeff. Where do you want to tell us about?
Hey, yeah, you've already mentioned El Torito. That's my favorite spot. And only $1, so that's my price point. And another kind of taco that I'm absolutely addicted to is the deep-fried ones with the powdered cheese, and you can get those at In a Tub or Snack Shack.
I'll tell you, In a Tub is a show all its own. I mean,
is there still an In a Tub in Kansas City?
And I think isn't it on North Oak?
I go to the one on North Oak. There's also one if you go up 29, and I haven't been able to get over to that one. It's not that much farther, but it's, you know.
Is that Prairie View, Northwest Prairie View?
Five of them.
Yeah, you have to really like that powdered cheese because Gloria is making a face, but every once in a while, you know, I grew up in college when I was so broke, I ate a lot of Kraft macaroni and cheese with that powdered vivid orange cheese. Yeah. And that's what it looks like, that powdered cheese. It made me the person I am today. Jeff, thank you so much. Thank you for that call. I do like In a Tub, though. Let's go to Nicole. Nicole in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Nicole, I think you're going to bring up one of our favorites here on this panel. Are you going
to? I know.
Are you going to talk about El Patron?
We're going to talk. We love El Patron. We kind of, our family eats so much Mexican food that we joke that it's like we have to almost doctor shop because we hit every spot, so we have to kind of work our way around the city. But El Patron, I think, has an incredible brisket taco, especially if you get it in the fried flour shell. It is just the best. And their fish taco is really good, too.
Okay.
And, I do get their fish tacos a lot.
What is the address of El Patron?
It's 2905
Southwest Boulevard. And I'll tell you something. It's one of the nicest families in Kansas City owns that place. I'd love to go there. Thank you, Nicole. And let's go to Molly. Molly in Kansas City, Missouri. What do you want to tell us about?
Hi there. I want to tell you about some more great Kansas City, Kansas tacos. If you like El Camino Real, which I rate places by how many images of Our Lady of Guadalupe you find.
You got that right, yeah.
down at 18th and Central, there's a little place called Siete Leguas. Apparently, that was the name of Pancho Villa's horse. Anyway, there's a great horse decor, but they have some great al pastor tacos and just really authentic and, I don't know, it's a great and funky little place to go. And then there's also Bonita Michoacan, which
yes.
is the...
The big orange building.
Grocery yeah. up on Minnesota Avenue at, I don't know, maybe 13th, 14th, something like that. And right in the middle of the grocery store, they've got the meat counter, and they do the tacos, and they do parts of, everything from al pastor and chicken and beef. But then they have what I would refer to as parts. So if...
you mean like tongue?
I've been brave enough to eat tongue and menudo and then other parts that no one would translate for me. But when they fix them, they're great. And it's quite an experience to eat right in the middle of the grocery store. It's a multicultural adventure for sure.
Thank you, Molly. That's great. And we are getting tweets. Denthea tweeted us, food critics, the best traditional Mexican tacos are at El Torito at 6200 Independence Avenue, and I have eaten there. They are very inexpensive and very, very delicious.
What was the address again?
6200 Independence Avenue.
Thanks.
It's quite far east. A close second, this is the same tweeter, a close second for traditional Mexican tacos is Charitos at 3831 Independence Avenue. You know, there's some great Mexican restaurants up and down the avenue, if you haven't experienced them. And Caitlin tweeted us, the Hongos tacos at Taco Republic, the oyster tacos at Port Fonda. Hmm. Any comments on those?
I'm getting hungry.
I know. I want tacos. Also reminded of Rico's Taco Lupe.
Which I heard are really cheap and really, really good.
Yeah, and on Tuesdays they have their Taco Tuesday, which a lot of places do, and they're... I think $1 for their tacos. And I have their address here. I just have so many taco places that it's at 802 Southwest Boulevard.
All right. Let's try Alan. Alan in Overland Park, what do you have to tell us?
Well, what I'm going to say kind of reflects what was said before about Benito Michoacan.
Mm-hmm.
In Olathe, and next door is a great restaurant called Que Machos. And at Benito Michoacan, they do have the counter there. It's kind of like a buffet counter. And some of the parts that are available are chopped up pig's ears. I mean, there's just anything and everything you can think of. Nothing is wasted from the animal.
And do you know the address of Que Machos?
No, I don't know the exact address. 135th and Ridgeview. It's right across the street from the Quick Trip out there.
Okay.
On 135th and right behind the Taco Bell.
How appropriate. Okay. Well, Alan, thank you. Let's go to... We have a full switchboard, but you can call us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And Dave, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
What do you want to tell us, Dave?
I was listening to this program with Walt Bodine about 9 years ago. A gentleman called in, and he said there's this little hole-in-the-wall Mexican joint at 14th and Merriam Lane that has the best chicken enchiladas in the world. Well, I thought, that's only about 3 miles from my house. I'm going to check it out. I went down. The waitresses didn't speak English. Everyone in there was from Mexico. I've been back twice a week ever since.
And what is the name? What is the name of this little restaurant?
Tacos El Matador.
Oh, Tacos El Matador. Okay.
Right. They make their own flour tortillas. I go every weekend for menudo. They teach me Spanish. They've got me eating lengua, and their steak tacos are out of this world. And you know, like $1.65 or, you know, very reasonable.
Great. Thank you, Dave. That's a great suggestion. That's Tacos El Matador, and it's on Merriam Lane.
1230 Merriam Lane in KCK.
All right. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse in Oak Grove.
Greetings.
Greetings. Where have you been that's good?
We go to Real Jalisco on Highway 7 in Blue Springs.
I have heard amazing things about that
place.
Yeah.
Tell us what you like there.
Well, my wife eats the tacos. I tried her tacos. The tacos were great. They have what I generally eat is, I don't know, I can't remember the name. You can tell it from the menu when you see it. It's a poblano pepper stuffed with steak and berries and apples and covered in a walnut cream sauce. And it is awesome.
Mm. All right. Has anyone been there?
No, but that dish sounds very much what is like at Frida's.
Frida's, okay.
Which is my favorite dish at Frida's. The chili en nogada is what they call it there.
And again,
same thing.
Jesse, the name of the restaurant on 7 Highway is?
Real Jalisco.
Very good. You know what? I've eaten there.
I feel like you have. You've talked about it. I said I've heard amazing things, and I'm pretty sure they were from you.
Yeah, I got lost going there, which is probably why I've blocked it from my mind, but because it wasn't that easy for someone like me to find. But you know what? The food was truly delicious. So thank you, Jesse. That's a great, great choice. Let's go to Cheyenne. Cheyenne in Kansas City, Missouri.
Hi. So I wanted to tell you guys about a good place that I really enjoy. It's kind of out of the way a little bit, but it's in Independence, Missouri, off of 23rd Street in Chrysler. It's this little hole-in-the-wall place owned by a little Mexican family. It's called Queen Taco.
Queen Taco?
And this place, yes. It is delicious. They have, like, mahi-mahi tacos, two for, like, $4.50. They also have, like, deep-fried shrimp tacos with, like, cochita cheese and red cabbage on it and delicious. These things are huge. It's like a meal in itself. And it's served with rice and beans and all the normal stuff. And then they have this iguana dip, which is
iguana,
like,
as in I-G-U-A-N-A?
Yes.
Iguana, like the lizard?
Dip.
Okay.
Yes, and it's like an avocado white cheese dip, and it's fabulous.
Is there any iguana in it?
Don't ask.
I'm not
sure
about that. Okay. I don't know the exact recipe.
And tell me again where Queen Taco is. It's at the corner of what and what?
It's a little bit up the road, but it's like at 23rd and Chrysler in Independence, Missouri.
It's 11721 East 23rd Street.
All right.
Queen Taco. I think we can all remember that.
Yeah, they do $1 tacos. They have really good specials like tamales and different like tortas and stuff like that all the time. They're really good.
All right. And Cheyenne, you had a question too about vegetarian tacos?
Yes. I also wanted to know if you guys knew any really good places with vegetarian tacos around town.
I don't know because I would never order one.
I do. I do order them.
Taco Republic does have, I think, two or three different vegetarian tacos.
They've got some good ones. I've had their tacos before, and they're delicious. They're a little pricey. I have gone to one place down the River Market. It just opened up. It's called, like, One Bite, and they are, like, an Indian-Mexican mix, and you can get a tamale/taco, but you can also get barbecue in your tamale. And they have, like, vegetarian. They have barbecue smoked tofu and, like, a bunch of other, like,
I think that place is called The Bite.
The Bite.
The
yeah,
Bite.
It's,
yeah,
it's
the one bite. Is
The Bite. Bite.
Yeah, it's 23 East 3rd Street.
Excellent.
Yeah, that one is really delicious.
Well, Cheyenne, thank you so much. That's great. And I'm one of those people that occasionally I will eat a vegetable taco, you know, for my health.
So what when you get a vegetarian taco, what's the main filling in it?
Vegetables.
Like avocado.
It could be. Or
zucchini.
One of those peppers, those big, beautiful peppers.
Yeah.
Like a hatch.
Let's
right.
go. We've got Max on the line. Max, you want to tell us about someplace?
Yes, sir. About Grand Street Cafe. I actually ate there yesterday. I had their prime rib tacos, and they were delicious.
That sounds delicious.
That's on my list. absolutely. In fact, it was my first choice until I started really, really, really thinking.
Do they have them at the Grand Street on the
both,
plaza?
Both places.
Good. Right,
yeah.
right.
It's
yeah,
delicious.
They have pickled onions on them, cilantro. I mean, they were just delicious. And then they serve an au jus with them, as well as a Diablo sauce. It's both, you know, I mean, it's awesome.
Thank you, Max.
You are right.
And that's the Grand Street Cafe. There's one on the plaza. There's one in Lenexa. And let's go to caller. Is this, who is this?
We don't know.
Yeah. Well... this caller is calling from his car in South Kansas. Calling
this
from his
is
car.
Bar,
how are you? From Leawood, right?
Right.
And what do you want to tell
I
us about?
I want to tell you about Dos de Oros, which is right off just west of Dos de Oros Taqueria, which is just west of Holmes on Blue Ridge.
Yes, it's almost to Martin City, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
And is it good?
A full service restaurant on Holmes, but the taqueria has all kinds of tacos, including tongue and ground beef and shredded beef and chicken and all, just about everything. It's great.
All right. And that is South Kansas City. The restaurant is, what is the restaurant?
Dos de Oros Taqueria at 650 East Blue Ridge Boulevard.
That's right. And, you know, I pass it a lot of times, and I really need to go in again. I haven't been for a while. We've got a call to tell us about vegetarian tacos. Is this Thomas?
Hi, this is Thomas. I was just calling to tell that caller about Eden Alley's vegetarian tacos.
Really?
They make you don't even miss the meat. They're so delicious. I mean, everything about Eden Alley is great. But their tacos and their burritos,
well,
they really have an authentic, original twist on Mexican food there.
But what's in their vegetarian tacos?
You know, I'm not sure. I know they have some beans and lots of spices and whatever it is, it makes me want more every time I go. So,
all right.
They're excellent.
I guess that's the idea.
I guess a good spicy black bean filling would be good
mm-hmm.
in a taco.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Maybe beans and cheese or at El Camino Real on 7th Street, they do a taco for vegetarians or people who – I love this taco. It's I believe it's cactus and cheese.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I've had a cactus taco.
Yeah. That's good. We are still taking your calls at 816-235-2888. The subject today is tacos. Now, I got to tell you, every once in a while, I do crave those good old-fashioned hard shell, gloppy meat. Taco Bell, I'm a little wary of because it's so salty.
Mm-hmm. I only crave Taco Bell if I've had a few too many margaritas somewhere else.
Well, that may be the answer. Katharina tweeted us, really great tacos are at Taco Zone in Lawrence. They're located inside the Replay Lounge. Some of the tacos there are pork pastor, green chili chicken. Yum. That's what she says, and I would say that. All right. Let's go to Craig. Craig, you're on the air with us.
Well, hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
You had asked at the beginning of the show where we had our first taco, and I remember it vividly from the mid-60s, the old Acapulco's restaurant down on Admiral Boulevard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The owner there, Raphael, was always so gracious, and when I ever think of a great restaurateur, I think of him. When I know when they moved up north of the river, I think the quality of the restaurant dropped.
Well, it's no longer with us, so that must be true.
Yeah,
it moved
no
over
there.
To Burlington, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to go there. So what tacos do you like right now in a place that may be open?
Well, that may be open. I'm like one of your earlier callers that I kind of travel around, and if it says Mexican on the sign, I stop in and eat.
Good. Good. Do you have a favorite taco in the city then?
Well, the nearest one would be that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Craig. And let's go to Jose. Jose in Kansas City, Missouri. What do you want to tell us about Jose?
Hello.
Yes.
Well, there is a place in north of the river in Parkville. It's called River Bend, but it has panchos inside, and they have great red and green bell peppers, mushrooms, and spinach tacos, and pork and beef and chicken. My favorite is the pork, but I like the other ones too.
All right. And that's the River's Bend?
River Bend Restaurant at 2 Main Street in Parkville.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. And let's go to Mo in North Kansas City. Oop, I think we might have lost Mo there. Do we have any more tweets here? I don't know.
What's your favorite taco, Charles?
I love tacos. I should not be eating them. Or as many of them, I guess. Tacos for me are like White Castle cheeseburgers. I tend to eat them in bulk.
Sixes. I think they're intended to be eaten in bulk. Okay. You don't go just order a taco. You go out for tacos.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. I was really quite entranced, if that's the right word, by the tacos that Michael Smith makes at Coco Bolos.
Mm. Which one?
There was something with pineapple, fresh pineapple in it. Ooh. I think it was pork and pineapple. Mm. I'm probably going to have that.
So it's a Hawaiian taco.
Mm-hmm. Anything with pineapple sounds good to me. We're coming to the top of the show. I don't know if we have time for more calls. We're going to try to take some. And, I think we've covered – what is the name? I think – is it Torreon, that very, very old –
In
Overland Park?
Overland Park, Torreon's, absolutely.
It's been around for, 90,000 years?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Torreon, Torreon.
And they have some good – the old-fashioned, old-school tacos,
yes,
I should say.
Yes, very definitely.
And that's 9129 Elmhurst Drive in Overland Park.
Mm-hmm. All right. And where else old-school tacos? Well, Manny's, of course, downtown. And, there we go. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics and taco eaters, Emily Ferris, Chris Basica, and Gloria Gale. Of course, you can always find a list of all the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/centralstandard in just a few hours. You can subscribe to our podcast through that page or on iTunes. Central Standard returns on Monday with Gina Kaufman. They'll be exploring the prevalence, sources, and management of stress. Our show was produced today by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Menia Gross. Our announcer is Linda Scher. Up to date, just 1 minute away. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.